Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. My name is Fred Flight, Senior Vice President with the Center for Security Policy, substituting for your normal host, Frank Gaffney. My next guest actually is Frank Gaffney, the founder and president of the Center for Security Policy, and he's on the program today to offer some thoughts on the 30th anniversary of the Center for Security Policy. Frank, welcome.
Thank you, Fred. Thanks for covering for me, and thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on your show. I've benefited so much from the Center for Security Policy in my time in the U.S. government, and we're celebrating the 30th anniversary this year of the Center, an organization that's done incredible work since its founding to secure the freedom of Americans by serving as what you have called the special forces in the war of ideas. Tell us about the founding of the Center and why you put this organization together.
I did it with a group of people, about 30 of us, as I recall, back in 1988, for the purpose of, well, frankly, trying to promote what Reagan, our old boss, used to call peace through strength, a time-tested philosophy and practice that he used, of course, to transformative effect during his time. And Fred, a principal purpose was to try to help people like you, frankly, who were in the government and who were in need of help from the outside, sometimes in terms of shaping the battle space, if you will, in the public sphere, and in some cases to try to influence the internal deliberations of the U.S. government. And we think for three decades or so, we've been pretty effective at doing that. And I've been thrilled whenever we can work with people like yourself, whether it's in government or now on the outside. In fact, in your case, of course, at the center itself.
Well, I can tell you that in my time with the CIA, the State Department, the House Intelligence Committee, the center work was really crucial to me to being effective. You know, the center was started just as the Cold War was winding down. Can you think of some of your most important accomplishments during that period?
Well, let me address it by saying this. Think of the center not so much as a think tank, though we're often confused with that. We certainly do what I think of as world-class research, but it's also a vehicle for creating and directing, in many cases, coalitions of people who, like those of us on the center's core team, usually have considerable experience, some of it in government, some of it in the outside domain, academia, the business community, of course, the media. These are allies with whom we've been able to work together, oftentimes using innovative approaches to media operations, information operations, if you will, influence operations, I guess some might call them, to try to make sure that we are, in fact, perpetuating the security of the United States in a dynamic and, unfortunately, increasingly dangerous time. And to that end, Fred, as you know, having been an ally and colleague for so many years, this has taken the form of work on the various sort of traditional defense challenges of the time, regional issues, conflicts in many cases, rising threats, making sure people are aware of them and what they portend, why we must challenge them, how we must challenge them. We've also, I think, done important work in helping people think about national security arenas that most aren't aware of, or at least really as mindful as they should be. For example, economic warfare. A frequent guest on our program is Kevin Freeman. Of course, you have just interviewed Gordon Chang. These are people who exemplify a skill set that we think is really incredibly valuable. Roger Robinson, one of our founding colleagues at the center, another of our resources, but helping people think about this and I'm very pleased to say that this is one of the features of the president's national security strategy. And so, in a way, what I would argue has been the most important contribution of the center, probably in its 30 years, was helping, to be sure, in a nonpartisan, non-political way, but helping to shape the sort of environment, the political landscape, perhaps the war of ideas battle space for the 2016 election, one in which I think national security did play a prominent role. And the kind of platform that Donald Trump ran on was very reminiscent of the kinds of things that we've been recommending for a long time. And importantly, what he has just formalized in his new national security strategy does that as well. So it's been a very, very exciting ride for the past 3 decades. But in a way, I think this is perhaps our finest hour. And we hope to help the president succeed in the execution of that strategy now.
An issue that the center has been so influential on and has been so successful in educating Congress and the American public is the global jihad movement and the threat from Islamic supremacism and Sharia. Can you talk about the origins of how the center got involved in this issue and some of its accomplishments?
Yeah, there have been a lot of reasons to be worried about what our friend Andy McCarthy has called Sharia supremacism. Of course, our country has been violently attacked by adherence to this totalitarian supremacist program of Sharia. But what I think got us started on it, Fred, really was we had an opportunity to observe firsthand some of the activities that were going on that were not, at least for the moment, violent. Though they were ominous, the activities of the Muslim Brotherhood specifically. And we sort of got onto this case through an extraordinary circumstance. We moved offices into shared space with a fellow by the name of Grover Norquist and discovered shortly thereafter that he was running, well, a political influence operation, a front organization for the Muslim Brotherhood from offices across a Xerox room from us. So that kind of got us going on this in 1998-1999, as I recall. And we've been learning about it. We've been researching it intensively. As you know, we've got an extraordinary array of monographs and other publications, most of them edited by our colleague Claire Lopez. The Civilization Jihad Reader Series, a term taken from the Muslim Brotherhood's own secret plan. All of these products are available for free, online, downloadable at securefreedom.org. And I'm very proud of all of that work. But I think you're right that some of the efforts, both in the research space and in the coalition arena and in our work with Capitol Hill and our efforts, and nobody does this better than you, Fred, with the media, we have made an outsized impact in helping people both define and come to understand and begin to learn about what's needed to counter the jihadis, whether they're of the violent kind or the financial kind or the demographic kind or this particularly insidious civilization jihad kind. And I'm very proud of that work, and thank you for calling attention to it.
Well, Frank, I'm afraid we're out of time. I think we have to have a longer discussion about this because the center has done so much good work in its 30 years, and it's very difficult to encapsulate all this in a short 10-minute interview. Thank you again for being my guest today. My name is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney as host on Secure Freedom Radio. Thank you for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.